from the top of Morning Thang Mountain. Transmitting across Virginia and around the world. The K92 Morning Thang.
You know, sometimes I'm happy to be able to start the week and just feel comfortable and confident.
Right.
Like, I feel good. I feel safe right now, Antoine.
Okay.
I feel very safe.
That's good.
Do you feel safe?
I feel safe until somebody asks me if I feel safe. Then okay. I get a little nervous.
See, I think you should feel safe.
All right, before you ask me that, I felt safe.
Okay,
yes.
Good. Because, you know, you never know when something could go wrong. So you always want to be prepared. You want to feel safe.
Yes.
You want to feel like if something goes wrong, I have prepared.
I'm prepared for it.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, like if you got snowed in, you have all the milk and bread you could possibly want.
Exactly.
You know, that kind of thing. Maybe you're someone who drives with like sand in your trunk in case you got stuck. You know, all of those things. So today I feel very safe that, Antoine, if we have a massive power outage, we will be fine because we will be guided by the light of Monica's new shoes that are very, very bright.
My Reebok Nanos. Yes, they are very, very bright.
They're,
I decided to
neon.
Change it up because usually I wear a lot of dark colors. Mm-hmm. And I said, so I'm going to go completely the opposite
direction, and that's, see, that's part of it that makes it stand out even more. It's sort of like if you decided to come to work one day nude. Like, it's way different than normal.
And the funny thing about that statement is, she's like, I normally wear dark clothes, so I went to switch it up, get something bright. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to get the brightest of shoes with all my dark clothes.
Well, right.
So it's only going to make the clothes seem darker and the shoes to seem brighter, because that's what's happening right now.
It has happened. And Antoine's funny, when he walked in the room in the studio, you like, I seen them around the corner.
I saw them before I got around the corner.
Yeah.
They are very bright.
Antoine, it was the first thing you noticed. I think actually you were, you sort of
blinded
just,
by
you
the light.
You couldn't even see there for a second. That's not the one we're looking for.
I thought we had a nightlight in here. I thought there was a nightlight shining on the ground on that side of the studio. I was like, what is that glowing? Oh, it's shoes.
Yeah.
But see, I like the shoes. I think they're dope. So,
well, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I like a little pizzazz.
Don't look directly at them like an eclipse. In serious trouble.
How are you?
Man, Monica, I tell you what, I feel so bad for your man right now.
Why?
I do. Not because of your shoes.
Always.
Oh, you know what?
I always feel bad for her man. Yeah, let's just make sure that's on the record.
I had no more to that conversation.
That was it.
Sorry to throw that out there just to start the week off. Now, because I love, there's something exciting about when you see a leftover or a to-go box, you know, in your fridge or whatever. Like, you come home and you see it there and you're like, oh, my God, like, what magnificent and wonderful magical treat did somebody else get? And what's in here? You know, is it leftover pizza?
Ooh.
Maybe it's like fried chicken or whatever. Your poor man who comes home to find out there's protein pancakes just in the leftovers.
You're talking about Jared, who loves meat.
Food.
Yeah, he loves food.
Real food.
Lots of junk food.
Man food.
Meat and potatoes. Yeah, not his cup of tea, though, with the protein pancakes.
Yeah,
they were delicious.
Brings home a bunch of, what is it, did you say?
I said they were lemon poppy protein pancakes.
Lemon poppy protein pancakes.
And he opened up the box. He said, what? Like, in his face.
Right, because you expect something fun and exciting.
He wanted cookies and little brownies.
What is it, cornbread or something in it?
Right. Yeah, that's what he wanted.
Like, y'all make this by accident? Is that why there's leftovers? Lemon poppy protein pancakes.
I should have videoed.
It's just constant abuse for Jared. Because I received a video from Monica over the weekend.
My gosh, yes.
And all I see is Monica's big smiling face. And then over his shoulder is Jared. And you hear Jared say, stop Snapchatting me, woman! And she's just evil laughing. She says, stop Snapchatting me, woman!
Now, while I believe that he loves you dearly, and y'all are great together, and everything's awesome, you have to assume that at least, like once a week, at least the thought pops into his head of, "This, I did this." Like,
every day, I think.
How did I end up here?
Well, he thinks it just kind of comes out of his mouth sometimes.
Right.
And I'm like, you know, my mom warned you.
That's true.
That's your problem.
You ever think of those, you know, when you're in a relationship, and even a good relationship, and you think of that one pivotal moment, because I think we've all had that one pivotal moment where you almost bailed, like you did, and your life would be completely different.
Yep.
You go back to that moment.
I think mine was when he visited my first time visiting my mom's house for Jared, and he sits down on the couch, and my mom, she starts to stroke his hair. She's like, he sure is cute.
She said, you know what you're getting yourself into, don't you?
Yeah, that was his first moment.
Right.
That was the first time meeting my mom.
Should I leave? Should I leave?
And he didn't.
And he didn't. You know, and it was probably because it was slightly cold out and he didn't have a jacket. So yeah, that's why he stayed. Because that's always that pivotal moment. The decision was usually made for some other reason that had nothing to do with anything. But you could have left. But God, we're having spaghetti on Thursday. So I really like spaghetti and I was just going to stay. And then here you are. Yeah. But yeah, I have no doubt that when he opened up that to-go box and he saw,
oh my gosh, his face,
what sounds like the lamest Pinterest recipe of all time, the lemon poppy seed protein pancake, I guarantee you he opened it and said, thought to that moment back on the couch when your mother was stroking his head saying, you should get out of here right now. He's like, why didn't I bring a jacket dang that it day?
Miss Monica's diamond of the day.
Oh, this mom, she wants her kids to have a connection.
Okay.
So,
like with each other?
With each other.
All right.
And she says that they will have this connection through their names. So she's going to name her kids the same name. So
the same name.
Well, she says her son, one child will be William David James. The other will be James Thomas Peter. Okay. I feel like it's too many names already. But still, she wants to do that. She wants to have one name the same with each kid so that they can have that
they
connection.
They kind of connect to each other.
Okay, so
it's like a literal connection.
Okay. Yeah. It's almost like a conga line. So it's William, James, James,
William, David, James, and then James, Thomas, Peter.
But it works because let's say both of those kids are acting up outside. You only have to say one sentence. William, James, Todd, Peter! And then both of them come in.
Yeah. And like a lot of times, you know, as parents, you start running through the names. You're trying to say your daughter's name and you're saying, William, James, Peter, you're running through the dog's names and everything. So I guess if you do it this way, you're going to hit the mark a lot faster.
Yes.
You will. Because you really can just yell the one.
George Foreman. Does he name all of his 12, 25 kids George?
George.
And there's a Georgina in there.
Yes. I think it's five boys and a girl. And all five boys are named George. George 1, George 2, George 3, George 4, and then Georgina is the girl. That one's hilarious.
Yeah.
See, she's a coward.
Oh,
you
got.
If you're going to do this, it needs to be William Todd Peter. William Todd Peter. And then you let them figure it out. You'd be like, William Todd Peter, get in here. And then the kid says, well, which one? And you say, you know.
If you were that child, would you be upset if you had the same name as your brother or sister?
Yes.
You would? Okay.
I would.
I
feel salty that me and my mom have the same birthday.
Oh, that's
okay?
Right. That's cute.
So can you imagine?
Same name and birthday.
You know, I wouldn't put that past my mother to be like, you know what? We're just going to name him Little Marianne.
Oh, your name was Marianne. That would be so totes adore.
No, it wouldn't. Do you think there's a man named Marianne somewhere?
Yes. I think so.
You do?
Yeah.
A man.
But I think so. I think we can find somebody on Facebook right now, Marianne.
Okay, let's find. Because we did that one time. We tried to find, you know, boy versions of ourselves and girl versions. I did find girl Zach.
Yeah, female Zach.
Yeah, female Zach actually lives in Salem.
Mm-hmm.
And we never did find boy Monica, though.
No.
And did we find Lady Antoine? Like,
I don't
Antoine,
know.
Not Antoinette or anything
Antoine,
like that.
Lady Antoine.
Lady
I can't
Antoine.
Remember.
Yeah, see, I found my Zach. Y'all sitting around doing whatever. All right, so now we're on the lookout. Do
yeah,
you
we're
know
looking out
a
for it.
Man named Marianne?
I think we're going to find one.
One word or two, that's perfectly fine, but find me a guy named Marianne. Not Mary.
Marianne.
Let's find out. You can text in to 52353. No one's texting it. There's no way anyone is going to text in.
It'll be one. At least one.
All right. We'll find out.
Money-saving tips, life hacks, and the info you need to win the day. The K92 Morning Thing has the dupla.
You know, nothing says Monday like some science.
Science!
Especially when that science is going to tell you if you're going to die.
Oh.
I don't. What?
Yay, okay.
I don't like that science.
A simple eye scan can tell you how likely you are to die in the next 10 years.
Wow.
Yay!
That's exciting.
I need it to be a little bit more exact.
Yeah.
I don't want to know. I don't need it to be a little more exact.
No, I need it to be more exact. I don't need, like, knowing from today to 2032. I need it to be more like, you know, on 2028, you're going to die in 2028.
I want to know because I would probably just go crazy and just do all kinds of extreme things.
Yeah.
I need to calm down already. So
And then you'll find out that there was a margin of error and you're still going to be alive.
I just tattooed my face.
Okay. Spent all my money, told everybody to go screw. And then they're like,
we made an error in the calculations. You're actually going to live to be 100.
Someone.
Yeah. I guess they can do retinal scans. I say it's a window. It allows doctors to take a deeper look into someone's health and some sort of retinal gap. And they said if it was a gap of a decade, they were 67% more likely to die in the next 10 years.
Okay, so eyes You know, they say look someone in the eyes. Uh-huh. It's a gateway to the soul. So it really is a gateway to when your soul will leave your body.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a gateway to the grave.
That's
it. Yes. Hey! Yeah, I'll pass. I'm good. No good. Science! What could possibly go wrong here? This is all Monday science news. Oh, my God. So China has tested a new $1 trillion nuclear fusion reactor that they have created that they have dubbed an artificial sun.
Nope.
Mm.
Yeah. It'll hit temperatures 5 times hotter than the real sun.
Okay. I mean, that sounds okay.
There's no sun out right now. I could use the fake sun. There's no sun out right now,
So do we
guys.
Need that eye scan when we pretty much have it?
It's gone. Yeah, exactly.
In 10 years.
You know, that's what it is the eye scan isn't actually doing anything. Uh-huh. It's just looking at the news. It's going, we ain't gonna make it. China has also made an artificial moon.
There we go.
Yeah, uses magnets to simulate low gravity. They're using it to train astronauts for future moon missions.
Mm.
I feel like we need to come up with an arrangement with China. Like maybe one of us stays here and the other one goes and lives on the moon.
Right.
Like that's what it is. We just need to have a settlement and we just need to move on.
One of us, we
can take the whole moon, they can take the whole Earth or vice versa, and then we don't have to fight about it anymore. All right, let's stay positive.
Okay.
We'll end on a high note. And I, you know what? I believe this one. Monica, I'm pretty sure you do too. Actually, I think Edwin, you probably do as well. People who believe their bodies and minds will break down with age, they age faster.
That makes sense.
You're stressing about it.
Because they're saying positive thinking about aging will keep you healthy.
Yeah, I just do what I do.
Right. And I think you're always as old as you act. Anytime someone says, well, I'm old now, I'm lame. Yes, you are.
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations for declaring that.
Yeah. See, for me, I try not to think that way. Because my mother always said to give you wrinkles. When you stress, you get wrinkles.
Yeah, you do.
And I didn't want wrinkles. And now I don't want to get old faster.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Monica's own daughter told her that she's got wrinkly.
Oh, she told me about my bags in my eyes. I was tired one day. She said, I don't want to work if I get bags in my eyes. I'm like, ooh.
Mom, I love your carry-on. I love your carry-ons under your eyes.
I am impressed you ever showed up to work again after that. Because I don't know if I would have.
So rude.
She had to get away from the kids.
Do you
have
something that you're stubbornly... Like you're saying, I am going to do this because I refuse to be old. Like I'm going to keep doing this for as long as I can.
Oh, yeah.
So for me, it's box jumps.
Okay, yeah, box jumps.
And I'm sitting here saying, I will box jump. I don't care how low that box is to the ground. I'm going to jump up on something for as long as I possibly can.
I'm going to continue to work out, lift heavy, and also twerk. I will twerk until I can't twerk anymore. I can still drop down and do what I need to do.
I would just like to point out that you almost killed yourself last week.
Right.
Because
I had a glass of wine.
Okay.
Two.
Right. So Antoine, she was saying, I'm going to twerk till I can't twerk anymore. That was almost 2 weeks ago.
It was almost the last twerk. What?
That was twerking and cleaning. You know,
it was just a twerk warning. That's all. She's still got time.
Gotta be quick. Don't get struck by the lightning bolts.
Fastest 15 seconds on the radio. Antoine versus Monica. The pressure is on!
Yes.
Is that me blowing it enough out of proportion to get everybody all fired up?
No, I think it's where it needs to be.
Yeah. Okay. You know, we get very competitive on this show.
Yeah,
and it's good that we get so competitive because it makes it fun and interesting. But it is so dumb because we're competing for nothing.
Yeah. Right. At the very least, we never win anything anyway.
Right. And yet we are. And even if we're not, if there's no prize whatsoever, we can have a hypothetical game for no reason, but boy, I want to win.
Uh-huh.
And that's kind of how we all are. So that is the lightning bolt. It's 2 rounds, 15 seconds in each round. I'm just going to rattle off some categories, and then you guys just rattle off as many answers as you can in those categories. Now, the way we like to play the game is Monica Brooks, you will go into the soundproof chamber first. Because we like to hear the different answers and see what's going on. She's trick-or-treating her way on out to the soundproof chamber. Actually, she was very excited. It was like she was just waiting for me to say, could you just leave?
Yeah.
I'm always waiting for the day I see her car come
and she just walks all the way out to her car and just drives away.
Just keeps going. One of these days it'll happen. But we'll see if that's today. All right, Antoine. It was National Cheese Lovers Day the other day.
Okay.
People love cheese. Other people. You are okay with cheese.
Yeah, so it's okay as a plus one.
You're going to have to be put to the test here a little bit because you have 15 seconds to just give me types of cheeses.
Oh, great.
And go.
All right, we got Brie, we got Gouda, we got American, we got Swiss, we got provolone, we have cheddar, we have old cheese, we have nasty cheese, government cheese, we have the slices.
I will not accept your editorial comments of old and nasty.
There's old cheese that exists.
If you had said it with an E, then maybe it would have been different. I will accept government cheese
Thank
as a
you.
Cheese. There is no doubt about that. So you get 7 on that
and
one.
And so what I had to do was go through my head, like when I'm ordering a burger online,
yeah.
What are my options?
You missed a few that I know. Monica will get right away Feta and Blue. Those are the first two out of her mouth. I'll tell you that right now.
All right.
One. I mean, Monica won the lightning bolt last week. She could pull 2 in a row here.
She could.
Which is an unprecedented situation.
I feel like the deck has been stacked.
Antoine only got 7 in the first round.
You're going to get at least 11.
You think so?
It's just, it's a category that's better designed for you and not so much for him. Because the other day was National Cheese Lovers Day, and he ain't one.
Nope.
Oh, no. That's why you don't like cheese.
Well, no, it's just a
you don't
plus
like
one.
Food.
I don't
like
invite
burgers.
It.
He doesn't love cheese. Blah. So he only got 7. So you just have 15 seconds to give me types of cheeses. And go.
Okay, blue cheese, Parmesan cheese, cheddar cheese, American cheese, Gouda, Brie. You have mascarpone. You have Reggiano, Parmesan, Reggiano, whatever. Mm-hmm. You have mozzarella.
I'll give you mozzarella at the buzzer. You had a little stumble there, and you did recover. You got 8 in that round.
Okay.
So not as good as I thought you would do.
Yeah,
but
it's only 1 above me.
Are in the lead.
All right, I have to leave now.
Yes, you mosey on out of here, you cheese liker. Who's a cheese liker?
Yeah. He's like, it's all right.
You forgot government would have been accepted. Yes. I think you Swiss.
Colby.
You didn't say feta.
Nope.
I knew you'd say blue. Uh-huh. I thought you were going to do blue and feta right out the gates there. Hmm. Limburger.
Nope. Another didn't miss
one.
That one.
Anyway. Okay. So 8-7. Every single point matters. So the other day, you know, all these goofy days, it was Squirrel Appreciation Day.
Really?
Oh, Squirrel Appreciation Day. Okay. So let's do animals that are dumb and annoying. And go!
Squirrels, raccoons, possums, cats, let's see, rats, and squirrels. We said squirrels. All right, what about birds? Mm-hmm. And let's see, bears, sure. Deer, and... Mm-hmm.
Not as good as you should have done.
No.
In that. You got all sorts of bugs you could have started talking about and everything. I gave you 8 on that one. Pretty much every one you rattled off. I'll give you just about any animal in this one.
So everything gets on our nerves.
Maybe you said a horse. Like, I don't think a horse is dumb or annoying. But if you said a donkey, I'd probably they're loud. So let's see what Antoine's got. Come on back. Now, I don't feel like Monica lived up to her potential in this round.
No, I didn't.
So I think the door is wide open here. She did get 8. So she has 16.
Okay.
So you need to get 9 for this to be a victory for you.
Oh, boy. Okay.
I think you're going to be able to pull it off, but we'll find out. It was Squirrel Appreciation Day the other day.
Why does that exist?
How did you celebrate?
I oiled up my bird bath.
So they fall right off. Okay, so you have 15 seconds to give me animals that are dumb and annoying. And go!
Cats, squirrels, mice, possum, skunk, deer. How about raccoons? How about I said birds already?
Mm-mm.
Birds, mice, I already said that. Cats, turtles, lizards, alligators.
I'll give you alligator at the buzzer. You needed 9.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that gave you like 11. So
okay. Yes.
Forgot to carry the 1 there for a second. 5, 6,
you're
over
there doing math. Math is
hard. Where's my abacus?
Yep, I blame the squirrels on that one. Congratulations. Antoine,
you are the
winner of the annoying animal games here on the K92 Morning Thang.
The K92 Morning Thang, trending top 3, number 3.
So, lots of people like to fall asleep to the television.
Yes.
You know, I am not one of those people. And the challenge I have is my wife is one of those people. I do believe it would be the reason we got divorced. It would be nothing else.
TV went off.
Well, yeah, because it's just in that bit. That's an important moment of going to sleep.
Yeah.
And it puts her to sleep. It keeps me awake. I'm at least happy to report.
Science
backs me up on this one. Falling asleep with the TV on is bad for you, according to this study. Even to you, the person who says, I like to fall asleep to it, because then what happens is you are being filled with micro arousals.
Oh,
yep. Okay.
And who wants to be filled with micro arousals? Yes.
I mean, I don't necessarily. I'm not against it till I hear more about it.
Well, it's messing with you because what's happening with these micro arousals is your brain is being triggered by hearing unfamiliar voices. Mm-hmm. So like actors on a TV show or commercial or whatever, and it causes your brain to almost wake up. So you don't actually wake up. You don't even notice it. But your brain goes, huh? What? Mm-hmm. What's that? Mm. And they call that the micro arousal. And then you are groggy the next day because you weren't dipping down into your REM sleep because your brain
was catching all those noises.
Yeah. And they say it's familiar voices, like people that you live with, doesn't do it as much. It's more the unfamiliar voice. Who's that?
Yeah, that's true.
What's that going on?
Yeah.
Who's
I don't
there?
Like the TV on. And the other night, Jared, he had it on Martin. So Martin's in Shenanay was like in my...
Yeah, see.
Yeah, I can't have that.
That's extreme.
Yeah.
Because that's loud, too.
It has to be a good background, forgettable TV show.
George Lopez.
Like Friends.
Oh, George Lopez. Oh, look at y'all throwing shade.
I'm not throwing shade. It is like one of those...
Yeah.
Kinda,
yeah.
But you know what? Even those have those moments of laugh tracks and things. I think the best thing to nap to, I do like napping with the TV on, but I don't like sleeping. It's just because I don't want to sleep too much. I kind of want to be micro aroused just a little bit, is poker.
Oh.
Like playing cards because it's the same voice over and over again. You hear the rustling of the chips like over and over. It's almost like a white noise.
Okay.
That and golf, man. But even golf, every now and then they get a little rowdy.
Mm-hmm.
Poker, it's pretty much the same. And you can fall asleep and 3 hours later you can wake up and the same tournament's on and you feel like you missed nothing too.
Yeah, that's true.
So there's that one also.
Number two.
I guess sometimes you're just desperate for a break. Like you just need to get away.
Yeah.
You know, in this day and age where we get trapped in our homes, you're trapped with your family because of COVID or the snow or snowvid or whatever the heck it is, and you're just trapped and you just got to get away and you have some me time. So she faked her own kidnapping.
Oh, dang.
Just to get away from her husband for a while.
Sometimes you gotta do what you gotta do.
I know. Need a break?
You couldn't have just gotten a hotel. Maybe just not answered your phone for a while. Mm-hmm. Yep. 22-year-old dummy in South Dakota facing charges says she faked her own kidnapping because she didn't want to be around her husband. She was working for Domino's. Called at 10 p.m. and said, a group of people are trying to rob me. And then she pounded on her window to make it sound. And then she hung up and started sending text messages that says, I don't have long. I love you. Please help.
You can't do that.
Then don't ask for help if you want to be left alone.
Yeah.
Well, you got to make it seem realistic.
That's like a lot of work. Just, I want a girl's day. A night.
Was it successful? That's the question.
Well, when the police scrambled and a SWAT team tracked her down by the ping on her phone and she was in the car with another man when they found her, unsuccessful here, Antoine.
Well, then.
She was with the kidnapper.
Oh, that's right.
She was the kidnapper.
You know, they have that, what is it, the Stockholm Syndrome?
Yeah, Stockholm Syndrome.
Yeah. So
she fell in love with the kidnapper.
I did, like right away. It was really fast.
Number one.
Top trending. This makes sense. And it's for all of us, too. It says the average person needs some sort of reset every 7 months.
Mm-hmm.
So that's all that girl was. She was just on the reset. She's like, baby, I was just hitting the reset button over and over and over again. Yeah. Every 7 months, they say we need some kind of reset. And it's not cheat on your wife or husband or boyfriend or girlfriend or whatever. But it can be things like starting a diet. Exercise plan, changing the hairstyle.
I agree with that.
Like, you just got to switch
it
up.
I feel like it's every month for me, probably. Every 3 weeks.
Every Tuesday.
I almost said every Tuesday. I'm not sure what I'm going to get.
So I got to change it up.
So we'll get new Monica tomorrow. I'm so excited.
Yeah. That's how this works.
Can't wait to find the new you. Carline shoutouts.
Carline shoutouts.
Yep. The children, for the most part, are back to this place called school today. Perhaps you've heard of it. I know. Good Lord.
I was like, are they going back to school
ever?
Monday?
I started to almost feel like it was back when it was the COVID and we never went to school. It was starting to feel like that again. But just mixed with there was nothing. Like, there wasn't even virtual.
You can't even sit them outside.
No, it's like too cold.
I'm in a mood to get yelled at by the two of you guys. So I'm going to say this to you.
Good.
Parents out there, be patient with your children. It's been a long week that they've been off from school. They are not going to be in the best of moods this morning. They're not going to want to go back. Just
Be patient with them. It's like coming off vacation.
Womp, 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 Monica, I'll let you handle that.
Be patient with them. All the snacks. I'm bored. There's nothing to do. Okay, no, you need to go back to school.
Right. Be patient.
You melted your brains on your iPad last week. Yeah. Get in there and read a book. Yep, Carline shout-outs. You can text them into 52353. That's how we roll. Well, shout-out to you. What do you got going on? Give us the kids, you know, name, age, school, all that stuff. Fun factoids. Are they in a mood this morning?
Yes, they probably are.
Well, yeah, because so there's Darren, third grade, and Melissa in first grade. And Melissa says, today feels like the first day of school all over again, and I am over it.
Be patient with Melissa. Little Melly Mel.
Hendrix is ready for school. Because last night he said, do I have school tomorrow? I'm like, yes. He said, hooray! I'm like, okay.
He's like, I got to get out of this place. This house is crazy.
I want to do something. I want to go somewhere. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
You got too much energy.
Yes.
Good.
Yeah.
Get him back. Let's see. I want to shout out my son, Jordan Young, fifth grader at Grandin Court Elementary. Hope you have a great day. Mom loves you. Let's make this 9 weeks count.
Woo! See, that's a mom that's really thinking really out there. I'd be like, Jordan, let's make today count.
Yeah. I know.
And then we'll worry about tomorrow.
Well, that's
9 weeks report card.
Jordan probably got a B minus in something last time. So she like, make it count this time. Jordan, let's get rolling here. And really, it's 8 weeks at this point anyway. They lost a whole week in the last one. So yeah, text him in to 52353. Let's see. Gregory at Liam Wade, my little pre-K genius who is totally skipping kindergarten, reading and going to first grade reading. Mommy loves you.
Aww.
Wow. That's so cute.
That's impressive. I wasn't doing that at that age.
Baby Elon Musk.
That's right.
Got something.
Yeah, look, congratulations, you can read. Have you invented an electric car?
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
It's just words.
I mean, look, just to be clear, I can totally read on a first grade level too, so it's not,
it's not that impressive.
It's not that much of an accomplishment. Oh, man. He read the Goodnight Moon.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. I like that. I don't skip, though. I say don't skip school.
I say don't skip either.
Mm-mm. Never skip grades.
There is nothing like walking into a classroom and being like, I'm smart and better than all you guys.
And look, unless you're going to skip all of the grades and go right to college at 12 years old, you'd be one of those kids.
Yeah.
That's one thing. But I actually did have, there was a girl in my class when I was growing up, and they had moved her ahead of grade. And she was smart. She ended up being the valedictorian of our class, too, because, you know, we're just old and dumb. But she was always littler than everybody else.
Yeah, she was really tiny.
Yeah, exactly. Hold them back.
Okay.
Keep them real big.
Yeah.
Real big and real smart. Yeah. Exactly. That way, you know, when you're in the first grade, you're reading on a 12th grade level because you're 17.
Yeah.
Like, that works out
like
awesome.
Show off.
Exactly.
Mm.
Carline, shout out.
Carline.
Shout out. In my head, I'm like, no, it's recorded. It's going to say it for me. It's a real thing.
Antoine, this is your mouth. You got to use this right there.
And I heard Monica. I was like, why is she so sad? Oh, I should be helping. Whoopsies.
The kids, nobody's gone to school in a week and a half or a year or whatever. It feels like forever.
Yeah.
First day of school all over again. Mm-hmm. Same here. So text again to 52353. I see Macy, third grade, Buchanan Elementary. Have a good day. First day back. Love, Mom.
Aw.
Yeah. So look, Marshall from Maury River. He has an attitude at the moment.
Oh.
Be patient with Marshall. He has to get back in the swing of things, guys.
Antoine's only saying that because he wants us to be patient with him.
Yeah. I get back in the swing of things.
He's over here sleeping and smoking a cigar. Oh, wait, what?
Yeah, think about it. It's been a week since we did Carlisle shout-outs. I forget.
Yeah. Olivia and Miles, you are smart, strong, and brave. Have a marvelous day. Love, Mom and Dad.
Aww,
that's
you know,
very sweet.
See, now you say that, but I bet you if I threw a spider into that car.
All that bravery goes out the window.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Let's see who the first one's calling out the window like it's Dukes of Hazzard. Let's make that
Why
happen.
Why is that so funny in my head now? Like, I see it happening. It's hilarious in my
throw
head.
Throw a spider. Me! Let's see. Break a leg this week to the cast and crew of Frozen Junior in Radford City Schools. That's from Mr. Goad.
Good luck.
Yeah, exactly. Carline, shout out. I would like to shout out Lillian from Clifton Middle School. Lillian! See, that's...
Hey. Shout it out.
Yeah, there you go. Shout out to Avery. Woke up late.
Did Avery wake up late or did the parent wake up late?
Hmm.
Do you have any more questions?
I'm just wondering. I think they're trying to place blame on Avery.
It was Avery.
Very accusatory.
You, know.
You can always text in your Carline shout outs to 52353. My son Dakari, Falling Branch Elementary. Keep up the hard work, my special boy. He's got the sensory processing disorder. Antoine, are you familiar with that one? Is it?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what's the how where does that rank? How what is that? I don't even
well,
know.
It'd be rank. Tough for me to like to really go into detail about it, but more so just has tough and it's going to say it in the title, but processing like his senses as far as like hearing like sometimes the noise. Gotcha. Catch him off guard or touching any of those. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Understood. I know how that is. Like sometimes Monica is just like, talk, talk, talk.
We've talked about that.
No, we
just, why is this still talking? What's going on over here? Yep. I have just been informed that I am being attacked today in the hot seat.
Sometimes it make you break out in a cold sweat. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Ah! Maybe not attack.
Hot seat.
But to start the hot seat, I am being singled out.
You kind of are.
That's for sure.
I didn't know Monica was asking a question to you. Yeah. I already had my question prepared.
Well, you know darn well that she's probably going to pick on me. So, yeah, Monica says she has a question for me. Antoine says he has a question for me. So, fine. Y'all can both ask me the questions, and then I have a question for both of y'all. Mm-hmm. So, there. That'll be in round two of the hot seat. But go ahead, Antoine.
All right.
Because I feel less likely that you're picking on me.
Yeah, no, I'm giving you power.
I would never pick.
I'm giving Zach power, actually.
Okay, good, because I need power. I need to fend off the enemy.
So, Zach, let's say there was a competition between yourself, me, and Monica. Okay. Winner of the competition wins $1 million. And, Zach, it was you. You won the $1 million.
Yes.
When you win, now the choice is up to you. Mm-hmm. You can keep the $1 million all to yourself.
Okay.
Or you can divvy it up however you see fit. Like it could be $900,000 for you, $100,000 for Monica, and none for me. You could split it evenly. What would you do? Would you keep the million? Would you split it some way? And if you'd split it, how would you split it? And remember, this was a competition that Monica and I lost.
You won. Like you lost.
You won. So how would you do this?
Well.
This is
with our relationships being as it is, like you can't pretend we're strangers or anything like that.
Because $1 million is, it's not a lot of money.
Yeah.
But it's a lot of money.
Yeah, and it's tax free.
Okay. All right.
It's tax free.
Good to know. Thank you. I appreciate that. Because I was going to keep it all for myself. If that was the case. I got to pay the government, man.
Yep.
Biden's going to get $400,000 of this contest. Okay. $1 million.
I feel like.
And. Monica came in third place. I came in second place. In case that plays a role in how you want to split it up.
It depends on the game and what's going on, right?
No, it's just a competition. It was just a big competition.
I'm not sure if that does affect it or not.
I don't know if it does.
I want to go for a second, third. I am going to give both of you some money. I've decided.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And even though Antoine finished in second place, I'm going to give Monica $100,000.
Okay.
And then, Antoine, I'm going to give you $75,000.
Wow.
Yes.
And so, and that means the $825,000.
That is for me. And actually, on the fly, I was about to give you $50,000, but I thought I'd be nice. So I gave you an additional $25,000.
Okay. Now, why those amounts?
Well, Monica, I have worked with longer. So even though she finished in third place, I feel like she has earned a little bit more.
What? But she didn't. Like, literally, there's a competition that said what you earned.
I get that. Okay.
Also, she has a family. So she has to put two kids through college. Uh-huh. She's got to deal with all that. Hendrix is going to grow up to eat a bunch of stuff.
She should have competed harder.
Yeah. Well, so then for you, Antoine, I'm giving you less because I know if I give you the $100,000, you're just going to waste a bunch of it on, like, delicious food that I can't eat because of the calories. Like, you're going to waste on pizza and burgers. Of course, everything's personal. Yes. And had you wanted the million so bad, you could have beat me in this competition. And you got $75,000.
Wow.
So I think it was decent. And you don't have kids. So that's why she got the extra
$25,000. You can turn that money around, too, you know.
I would have at least, whoever came in third, the least amount would have been at least $100,000.
Okay.
It would have probably been $250,000. And 100 for a second and third place. What I would have done. But I'm a nicer person.
It was tax free. And yes, you are. Just to be clear. All right, Monica, give me your worst
question. Okay. And thank you for the money, by the way.
You're welcome. Mm-hmm.
Rude.
So, Zach, you have to lose one of these.
Okay.
All your hair, all your money, all your fingers on your left hand.
Oh, come on.
And you're left handed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm glad she asked you this question.
It's my Home Alone hand. I gotta keep that. What are you laughing at? I don't know what you're talking about. I just meant, when I put my hands up to my face, I go, ah! what? I have to do it with my left hand. Hmm. All my hair. Oh, I really
you can
don't
want to
be bald, but all my money. I mean, I think I can rock it bald. Mm-hmm. I'll call Antoine, even though he's no longer taking my calls because I owe him $75,000.
You are damn certain about that one, sir.
Fine. Do that one. I really am going to look pale. I'm going to have to start tanning
if I do that.
That's why I need the money. I need the money to do that. Okay, I'm now bald, and Antoine's mad at me, but I have a question for both of you, and it's going to be a question for everybody. I'm going to give you the power of time travel to a point in your life, and we will discuss that next. We return now into the hot seat. I was singled out. Mm-hmm. But it really wasn't that bad. I mean, I did get $850,000. Yeah, I got a bunch of money.
Yeah, a lot of money.
I'm bald, but you know what? I can pay somebody to walk around and hold hair above my head.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. So now I have a question for both of you. And actually, it's a question for everybody. Anyone listening, you can text in. You can participate if you want. 52353. I'll participate as well. I'm going to give you the power of time travel.
Okay.
In your own life. So you're going to get to go back to 1 year of your childhood. So this is high school and under. This is not college, don't count.
Okay.
So 18 and under, you get to go back to 1 year of your childhood for 1 week and just soak it all in one more time. What age are you going back to?
Okay.
You could go all the way back to being 4 years old when you're just totally carefree.
Yeah, I think I'm going back to age seven. Between like seven, eight.
Okay.
Yeah, because I was just a little roly-poly child, just eating, and every day was sunny. It was a fun time.
Yeah, no cares in the world.
No cares
at all.
I had a calzone and the woods to go run and play in.
I've heard stories of you in high school and when you would skip track class and you had a calzone and you went to the woods to play in.
Yeah, that happened too.
So you lived your best life.
Really, no worries. You're not thinking about anything.
Okay, 7 years old, Antoine. Right. Where are you going?
I am going.
This is 1 year of your childhood for a week.
Oh, it's only for a week. I thought I'd get the whole year.
No, just for a week. It's just what age.
Oh, man.
Oh, that changes everything then.
You just go
do I get to at least pick the week?
Sure. I'm just saying, what age do you want to go back to?
Well, because I was going to say, if it was a full year, I wanted to say my senior year of high school. Because that was just great.
Because he was so popular and he was so awesome and everybody celebrated Antoine.
Yeah.
That would be.
Yeah.
But
you're like the only person that answered high school. Everybody else is going below.
Yeah, I'm staying with that. Okay. I'm staying with that. I'm going a week of high school.
Your senior year of high school.
Yeah.
So you want to be 7. Uh-huh. You want to be 18.
Well, 17. I was 17 in high school. Yeah.
Yeah. Because, I skipped a grade because I was so smart. It's like to point that out. I'm picking 12 years old.
Okay, why 12?
12.
12 for me was that age where you were still a kid, but you were a little bit more with it. Like your parents would leave you home alone. You felt like you were a little more of an adult and whatever. And at least where I grew up, the way the middle school was arranged, that was 6th grade and you were the oldest in the school.
Yeah.
So you ruled the school. You had all this childhood fun, though, still, where you enjoyed playing video games and kickball, and girls weren't really a concern yet, so I didn't have to worry about any of that. That was sort of it was like the last carefree year before people started getting stuffed into lockers.
See, I pick senior year because I think that is the year of, like, the most accomplishments I had, like, in a year. So, the basketball team I was on, that's the first time we went to, like, the state tournament in years. You get your acceptance letter into college, graduation, like all of those accomplishments, boom, in 1 year.
Yeah, it's 180 days. He's also, it was the year I stuffed the most 13-year-olds into lockers, too. It was fantastic.
The K92 Morning Thing blows your mind.
Oh, man, you know it's a Monday when you're talking about the Doomsday Clock.
Yeah, we got to talk about the Doomsday Clock.
Of course we do, Antoine.
I need to set my watch to it.
And a merry Doomsday to all of you.
Yeah, here so they are. Have like a Doomsday team. So they talk about the clock, and they're going to move it back. So this is the first time in a very long time that they've moved. They're going to change the time on the clock.
Okay, so just so I understand, the Doomsday Clock is this. Now, it's not. It's real in that it exists.
Yes.
But
yes.
It is all speculation.
Yeah, this is since 1947.
And this is
them gonna update.
Guessing like when the world comes to an end is what it is. So they say this is how much time we have
left. And they had a meeting to discuss, changing the time on the clock. And they said with everything going on with war pending and with the pandemic and all this stuff, they said, we're going to change the time. We're going to move it back.
We're going to move it back.
By a minute.
So that means the world will last longer.
Longer. Right. Yeah.
That makes me Yes. Feel like we're doing the right thing.
You think so?
Yeah.
That makes me feel like we're going to have to suffer for one more minute through all this trash.
How do you become like a part of the doomsday team?
I don't want you to find out.
Like, how are you on the panel? Like, how do you become part of that meeting?
I don't want you to even know it all.
I feel like it was a role she was born to play, though. No, I don't. Antoine, tell you what.
No.
Don't you feel sometimes like every meeting you're in is a meeting of the doomsday clock people?
I know I'm watching the clock like it is.
Yep. Oh, man. Monica would be great in those meetings. She'd be like, so, COVID, what are we doing? We moving up the clock?
Let's talk.
Let's figure out what's going on.
No, because then she'd be like, what about the grenades? Who has grenades? Because that could hurt somebody.
No, she would say, did you see that guy, the weightlifter on Rotten.com who popped his butt? We got to go up a minute on that. Just
you don't
want to
look that up. Look it up. Let me know what you think about that. Don't do it.
Never Google anything Monica tells you to Google. And definitely never Google anything Monica tells you not to Google. That is definitely new. Glitter. Glitter is, you can get arrested.
You can for glitter?
For glitter assault. Glitter is something where, man, it is just, if you get glitter bombed, it's never going
it's
away.
Only forever.
Somebody has to die.
Yeah.
For somebody has to die.
Jared, he has his favorite towel. And for whatever reason, there's like glitter on this towel. I didn't do it. Ava didn't do it. No one, I don't know what happened, but
no one
always,
did it. Oh, Antoine,
there's some glitter somewhere on the towel.
You don't have it with you kids, Antoine, but let me tell you that you know who does everything wrong in your house when you have kids and a whole family? Nobody. It's never anybody.
We don't know. But he uses a towel and he always has glitter on one side of his face. And be like, you have glitter in your face. He's like, why does this keep happening?
Monica?
I don't know. I don't have
I feel like
glitter.
It has to be Monica. Because you said the thing about if I had kids in my house, then nobody did it. Yeah. But if you have a Monica in your house, you can assume that Monica did it.
Well, let's not rule out that Jared has a secret side hustle where he hosts drag brunch. Fabulous. Yeah, so these two got arrested for assault because they went to this dude's house. They were arguing with him, and they threw a container of glitter at him.
Oh.
And that stuff is everywhere. But let me ask you this question. I have two glitter assault-related stories. This woman poured glitter all over her cheating boyfriend's belongings.
Mm-hmm.
Jade Butters is her name.
Okay.
Oh, Jade Butters. Yeah. What's up? Use a $20 Amazon gift card to buy 82 tubes of colored glitter and then dumped it in his pockets, his shoes, his drawers, his bedding, his washing machine, and his lube. Hello.
Wow.
Okay.
That's a lot of glitter.
That is a lot of glitter right there.
What's wrong with that? It's glitter.
I feel like it's illegal. I feel like you're damaging property there.
He did cheat on her.
Yeah.
So, okay. So if she cheated on him, could we glitter bomb all her stuff?
I guess so. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
I reckon so.
So tell Jared we'll see him at the next brunch.
Great. K92, Miss Monica's Hot List.
We're ready for some new music from Post Malone, right?
Yeah.
He says that his album is ready.
Okay, great.
Okay, he said it's ready, but he's waiting for the label to get the business right, and then he will drop the big album.
Okay, so it's done.
It's done.
And it's just sitting there.
Yeah, but they got to discuss some stuff, so.
Why are they holding it?
Yeah.
Because the last song that he released was the one right now. With The Weeknd, I believe.
Okay.
Like middle 2021.
Yeah, fall. I mean, that's like, a I decent song. Else. I like that. That what's that other one? The Motley Crue? Didn't like
that.
Yeah,
that was before that one,
I know. I just want some good Post Malone. I will say this, though. I am not optimistic at all.
Oh.
I have very, very, very low expectations for this music.
Okay.
So I'm hoping to be pleasantly surprised.
Do you feel like he's peaked? Why are you?
I feel like, because what happens is you go away for a little while in pop music and you think, no, they're still relevant, and they come back and that album sucks and they're never to be heard from again. We call it the Katy Perry syndrome around here.
Katy Perry, I think she has it. She's going to make a huge comeback. I think so.
I enjoyed her most recent music video she put out. I enjoyed that song.
I'm just going off of the pictures on IG. I'm like, okay, I see her.
You're going off the pictures.
I am.
I enjoyed that video too. I watched it on mute though. I got to be honest. So, exactly.
Number
Get
2.
Ready for some dogs. Snoop Dogg has his own hot dogs coming out.
Yes, I saw that.
How did it take this long?
Snoop Dogg.
I guess I was really wondering that too.
Yeah, so
the Snoop Dogs.
Yeah, so he's going to launch his own brand of sausages and different hot dogs and stuff like that. So, I mean,
are they going to have special herbs and spices in them?
Yes, they should.
They should.
That's man.
Yeah.
Get them hot dogs in Colorado or something.
Ooh,
that's a hot dog
right
there. Yeah,
right. Come and then on, it's Snoop, bring it.
Then it's the circle of life. I mean, you've
created. He has to have a special dog.
Constantly hungry.
Yeah, he's got to have a special dog. It can't just be a regular hot dog.
No.
If it's a regular hot dog, there are plenty of.
Go to the ballpark and get dogs.
Right.
You know, there are dogs.
There'll be plenty of wieners that are just as good, if not better. So there better be something good about it. I want herbs and spices.
Number 1.
Okay, so I am excited for the new Batman.
Are you?
Okay. I am because
this is a new detail.
Yeah, I think this is the detail because I can hear it in her voice.
Go ahead.
I did watch a little bit of the trailer.
It looks good.
And
okay.
And Monica did say, and I've had it ready for when this movie finally comes out and she loves it, that Robert Pattinson as Batman was going to be a bad decision. She was not happy with that when they made the announcement back in the day.
I mean, he's Twilight.
So and I told you. You were going to like him to the point that I actually thought he was going to become your favorite Batman.
I want him to do well with this because I enjoy Batman, and they thickened him up. He looks good in his suit. I'm not
going
to lie.
So what's going on right now?
3 hours?
Oh. Yeah.
The movie is going to be the longest Batman ever, 3 hours
it
long.
It is.
Can they break it up? Do we have intermission?
Batman Part 1?
Yeah.
I saw that, and I was like, ooh, wee, that's a long one. That was longer than, or roughly around Endgame for MCU.
It's the
longest Batman movie in the franchise.
Oh,
3 hours, like, so do we get a break? Do we get intermission? Like, seriously.
God, can you imagine if Monica was on the Gilligan's Island 3 hour tour from all the way back in the day?
She'd be like, 3 hour tour?
3 hours?
Oh, now we're on island. Oh!
I'm with it. I'm trying to be with it.
But your bladder's not. I'm with it, but my pee ain't. I need to go to the bathroom.
No large drinks
for
that
one. Part one, part two. Like
3 hours is one of those ones where if it's a great movie, you will not notice. If it's not, you will notice.
You will notice.
A lot. Go watch The Irishman on Netflix and tell me if you notice how long that movie is. Because I do. 3 hours. We'll see what happens.
Let's start the Eliminator.
There's one thing we can agree on when it comes to relationships. For as much as you like or hate one another, there is one thing that every relationship will do, and that is nag the crap out of the other person. That's what we all do, and that's what we're doing today in the Eliminator, because they ask people, like, what do you nag each other about, or what do you get nagged about, or when you do the nagging. Such a harsh word, isn't it?
Yeah.
Nag.
Yeah, there has to be a lighter word. What is something that you... I can't think of it right now.
Take one.
I don't think there needs to be a lighter word because it is annoying.
Nag, 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 nag.
Like, that's what it sounds like when you say these things. Mm-hmm. So we have the top 12 things that we nag each other about. It was a top 30 list. So you guys have been furnished with the entire list, so you know what to choose from. It's Antoine versus Monica in the game. Who will come out victorious? Antoine, since you won the lightning bolt earlier today, we'll go ahead and let you go first in the game. So it's three strikes. If you get one right, then you're good to go. And if you don't, then it's a big no-no for you. And three strikes, you're out in the game. And we will nag you at the remaining ones that you didn't get to rub it in to whoever the loser is.
All right. I think this is a universal one because it happens in real life. It happens in TV and movies. Leaving the toilet seat up.
Leaving the toilet seat up. You know, it's one of the most cliched ones of all time. And it is...
You're going to say now on the list.
Number 7.
Oh, man.
Oh, okay.
It was close, but it was not the number one answer, but it was in there. So that is a point for you, Antoine. Round one, yours, Monica. These are the top 12 things we nag each other about. And you know what? You can text in to 52353 the thing that you get nagged about. Because it's always annoying.
Yeah.
Just stop.
What about the temperature? Thermostat.
The thermostat temperature is... No.
Why? What?
Now, you know what? And I'll tell you what. This makes sense. Because that is something that people fight about. But this is the top 12 things we nag each other about. And I've always found with the thermostat, Antoine, no one actually says anything. That's the silent battle.
Yeah.
Oh.
Right.
Oh,
you just walk
something.
Over there and hit the buttons.
I'm like, did glare. You turn it up? Did you turn it down? Like,
Well, that's because you're wrong, because you're always the one that's doing it.
You're the one that's touching it all the time.
In most houses, it's a very silent battle of the thermostat. They go back and forth, but it's certainly a topic of contention. So that is a strike for you, Monica. We move on now.
Round two.
Antoine, top 12 things we nag each other about.
All right, how about not replacing the toilet roll? On the holder.
You're living in the
toilet. I'm staying in the bathroom right now. I'm staying in the bathroom.
Right there. That is... I'm sorry. Not on the list. Just one toilet-related one on here. So
just not sitting that roll up on top of
that was a different one. I always feel like that's just more efficient. Really, we need to change the way toilet paper roll, the holders are made. They should be made where you just drop the thing
They're
right there on the top.
Instead of horizontal.
Right. And if it wants to be horizontal, then some sort of robot thing just moves and takes care of it for you. That's a strike. Monica.
Okay. I'm going with leaving dishes and cups around the house.
Leaving dishes and cups around the house is... Yeah, that's a huge one for me in my house because my daughter loves leaving those things in her room all the time, every single day. And she rolls her eyes at me every single time. So I'm like, don't you roll your eyes at me. I don't want to be saying this right now, but you are making me nag you. Nag, nag, nag. See, hear your voice. Nag, 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 nag. All right, so that's on there. We move now to round three. Each of you have a strike. These are the top 12 things we nag each other about.
Leaving clothes on the floor.
Leaving clothes on the floor is... Yep. Dirty clothes on the floor is number 5 on the list.
And they'll be so close to the hamper, too. They'll just be right there.
Yeah.
Just
toss it in there.
I get yelled at that one.
Just so much easier just to strip down.
My socks are always just around. All right, Monica. Nagging.
I'm going spending too much time on their phones.
Spending too much time on their phones is... It's a new one. It's at number 12. But I believe that one's an up-and-comer.
Yeah. Yeah, because we're always, you know, on our phones.
Though I will say this. I never appreciate the fact that, my mother and my mother-in-law, they love their phones. Mm-hmm. Okay? They love hanging. They come over my house. They're on their phones all the time. I don't say nothing. I go to their house. I glance at my phone 1 second. What are you doing on your devices? Everyone's on their devices. Why are you on your devices? Oh, look at me. I'm not on my device. I'm like, it was glued to your head like a GoPro when I got here. Yeah.
No, I was just thinking about that because we went on a vacation, like a group couples vacation, and everyone had their phones out for like maybe 3 minutes. Uh-huh. We all took our phones out for whatever reason. And it was one person that said, okay, guys, you're on your phones. I'm like, you just had your phone.
Right.
There. Just
like, because you're done doesn't mean everybody else has to be done now.
I do think that to myself sometimes if you're with a group of friends and you look around and you realize you're all on your phone and I think, we ain't got no other friends. Who are you talking to? What's going on?
We're all
there?
Here.
Okay, we continue now. Each of you have a strike. Antoine, top 12 things we nag each other about.
All right, let's go to the kitchen. Leaving the dishes next to the dishwasher.
Leaving the dishes next to the dishwasher is... I'm sorry. Yeah. It was the one about the house and all that stuff instead. So that was the one that covered that. Two strikes for you. Monica.
Okay, I'm going turning off lights.
Turning off lights is... That's an old favorite. That's the number one answer right there.
Off.
Not turning off lights when you leave the room.
That's my mama right there.
Is it?
Are you coming back in here? Why are these lights still on? Yep.
I tell you what, the greatest invention that ends that problem is these smart plugs, because then you can just tell the robot to do it for you.
Oh, yeah.
Robot, turn the light off. Boom. And it's off. Okay. Antoine, you have two strikes. Get another one. The game's over.
All right. Let's go back to the bathroom. Not cleaning the sink properly after shaving or brushing teeth. Leaving the sink a mess.
Is.
Oh!
That's a good one, too.
I know. Mm-hmm.
That, because, now, I understand. I'm very conscientious of that.
Yeah.
When I shave, I wipe everything out. And I actually don't even like the hair to go down the drain because I think it clogs the drain. So I put like a little toilet paper to catch all that, and I wipe the whole thing out. So, yeah, wasn't top 12, though. I mean, it was top 30.
Yeah.
So it was in there somewhere. But Monica Brooks, you are the winner. Of the Nag Olympics.
Congratulations.
So now we get to nag Antoine on all of the remaining ones. Ugh, Antoine. I can't believe that you were not cleaning up after yourself in general.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, my God.
That's fair.
Just always leaving a mess. Slob, slobby, slob. That was number 2. Number 3. Look at this. Do you see this, Monica?
What's that?
This item has been put away in the wrong place by Antoine.
That's a problem.
How dare you?
That is a problem.
You
in
know
the wrong
that
place.
Ketchup doesn't go in the pantry. Uh-huh. It goes in the refrigerator.
That is annoying. Okay. Yep. I agree with that one.
Number 4, for the love of God, Antoine, could you please turn the television down? It is too loud. Please.
Yeah, that's okay.
That's what if you have children.
Yeah.
Loud. Like, and how is it that their little ears, like they... People go deaf as they get older. So why is it that they act like they're deaf at 9?
It's young people or old people.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Good Lord. Number 8, saving money. You waster. Always going out to dinner, Antoine. How dare you? Number 9, look at you, Antoine, leaving your shoes laying around all over the place.
I
tripped over your shoes again. Man.
Yeah, I've been doing a lot of that.
And number 12, look at you, Antoine. just going upstairs and not even taking any of that stuff that was sitting right there on the stairs that needed to go upstairs. You walked right by that book.
Didn't care.
I didn't care at all.
I feel attacked.
And finally, you will feel attacked one final time because your laundry has been sitting out and you have not put it away. I did the laundry sitting on your bed. Would you please put the laundry away? Nag, 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 nag.
A rough day.
Congratulations, Monica. You are a winner.
I definitely don't feel like a winner.
The Nag Olympics here on The Thang.
Hey, how about getting blinded by your own gas?
It's the K92 Morning Thangs. Yeah. Most viral.
Now that's extreme right
yeah.
there.
Yeah.
Blind somebody else. I believe Monica is convinced that that could happen. Someone mm-hmm. else could blind. She could get blinded by somebody else's gas.
That wouldn't surprise me at all.
Right. And melt her ice cream like a shockwave goes right over the ice cream cone and just wham. Yeah. This doctor says, if strong enough, it could make you go blind.
Although this is very unlikely, if the gas you pass is extremely pungent, it could contain large amounts of hydrogen sulfide. Studies show that hydrogen sulfide is very effective in reducing blood pressure, and if it reduces blood pressure to the central retinal artery, your silent but deadly toot could theoretically make you go blind. So be careful if you're making a lot of bubbles in your bathtub.
Now, I gotta
So you try to blind me?
That's what it is. I can see this being a case on Judge Steve Harvey.
Uh-huh.
My husband blinded me with his fart.
That'd be yep. a hilarious episode.
They're probably like, call somebody. Let's write that one. Let's get it together. Elon Musk, he's a smart guy.
Yes, he is.
But you know what? Even smart people are wrong.
Yes.
And it is a thing where this is eventually going to happen. And really, the technology is there for the self-driving car.
Mm-hmm.
But somebody did a supercut of Elon Musk talking about how the self-driving car was going to be 1 year away every year for the last like 8 years. So it's just every
autonomous cars will definitely be a reality. A Tesla car next year will probably be
90%
capable of autopilot.
Like,
so 90% of your miles could be on auto. You know, for sure, highway travel.
We're probably only a month away from having autonomous driving, at least for highways
yeah.
and for relatively simple roads.
Self-driving by the end of next year.
I feel very confident predicting autonomous robo-taxis for Tesla next year.
I'm extremely confident of achieving full autonomy and releasing it to the Tesla customer base next year.
When do you think Tesla will solve level 4 FSD?
I mean, it's looking quite likely that it will be next year.
Okay, can't wait for it.
Next year, it's always next year.
Well, eventually he'll be right.
Uh-huh.
So you want to look at it this way. You know what's here in the now? We don't even have to wait till next year is this magical singing keyboard that is so weird, but I kind of want it.
Okay.
It's a Casio. Now, when I was a kid, there was a keyboard. It was the big deal. It was the Casio SK-1.
Uh-huh.
And the SK-1 was like the biggest deal in the world because you could record little clips of yourself. You could like, bah! And
yeah.
then you could, bah, 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 bah! And you could play yourself. Or you could make your dog bark mm-hmm. or whatever. And now they have this one. It's a new singing keyboard. So
okay.
it's not you singing.
Yeah.
It's like the keyboard is singing. Actually singing. It's kind of weird.
Using Casio's proprietary technology, our new instrument, the Casio Tone CTS-1000V, can speak or sing through vocal synthesis.
Can you hear my voice? You won't believe it. Can you perceive it?
Yep, you hear what that is? That's the robot that's going to kill you.
That's what yep. it is.
On the way.
Can you feel your pain? Can you hear my
it's
voice?
It's a takeover.
I've always wanted to die to a soundtrack.
Okay.
So there we go.
Well, here you go. Death by soundtrack. There it is.
The K92 Morning Thang. Hear more at K92Radio.com.